Welcome to the Wednesday Conversation. I'm Mike Kresnick, and I'm here with Pastor Bob Thune and Pastor Dusty White of Cormdale Church. Every Wednesday, we sit down to talk about how the gospel of Jesus Christ connects to the questions and issues of everyday life. Today, we're all back together, back from vacation, and ready to talk about self-leadership.
Yes, yeah, so sometimes when we decide what to talk about on this podcast, we think through a list of topics, and we kind of think about what do we want to say about that. And there's actually a kind of a list, a running list on our whiteboard of here's some stuff we'd love to talk about. Today's a little different. Today's actually more of a unscripted, right now in the moment conversation, because when I came in to sit down for the podcast, Dusty happened to be agitated about a particular topic, and
that's the first time that's ever happened.
That's never happened before.
We just decided, hey, obviously we're just going to roll with this topic instead of going with something off the whiteboard. So the topic we decided is self-leadership, because Dusty, you were agitated specifically about some of the men in our church and some of the excuses they offer. Why don't you just sort of fill us in on why you're upset today?
Yeah, let me do that. I've had a busy day today, and one of the appointments I had right away this morning was with another man in our church, and then later had another meeting with a guy who does a lot of counseling for us here in our church and is also a member of our church. And so both of those conversations had a similar theme, which was this. And this is where I think we can just camp out a little bit today. Men now, currently, specifically to Cormdale Church, and I think just churches that might be dialing in and people that might be dialing into this podcast, often wonder about what's it look like to lead my family, what's it look like to lead my wife, and how do I do that? So we jump to that. And
I just need to lead my family better. I need to do a better job leading my wife and kids spiritually.
You do. But you can't do that until you lead yourself.
You're a lot less agitated right now than you were 5 minutes ago.
I know, I'm a little fired up. I don't want to say things I shouldn't say. No, I'm frustrated though, because I was frustrated this morning because I think this is a common question that we get from men. Yeah, I just want to be a better leader. I want to lead my wife well. I want to, lead my kids well. I want to read the Bible with my kids. But the problem is we're not reading our Bibles by ourselves. And so your ministry has to come out of who you are and out of your soul, rather than you can't fabricate stuff.
So your frustration was you felt like guys have assimilated our language, and so they can talk about, I need to lead my family better. But the problem is not that they're not leading their family well. The problem is they're not even leading themselves. And so, of course, nobody's going to follow them because their family, their wife looks at them and goes, I don't actually respect you as a spiritual leader. You're not doing anything to walk with Jesus yourself. Why would I want to follow you?
Right. And I think if you're a dude and you naturally are cultivating a healthy spiritual, it doesn't even have to be amazingly vital, but it has to be consistent and disciplined, your wife and your kids are going to just catch that, and they're going to want to follow into that. It's not going to be, let me put it this way, in Ephesians 5 language, it's not going to be hard to submit to a man who's leading himself well. And so, So, yes, I'm a little fired up.
How do guys get to the point, though, that they can lead themselves? If they can't lead themselves, how are they going to figure out how to lead themselves?
Yeah. That's probably very practical, Mike.
Well, let's even back up and ask, when you say lead yourself, what exactly are you meaning?
I mean, you have to take care of your own soul. So
you mean like being a disciple of Jesus actively?
Yeah, like, yes. Don't worry about making disciples of other people if you're not being a disciple yourself.
Hmm.
Which, Scripture commands that, and so we need to do that. It looks like tending to your own soul when you're in your best moments and when you're in your weakest moments, it's an issue of character. So let me give you an example. Maybe this is why I'm feeling a little angsty. I felt like over the last few days, I've had high highs and low lows. This can happen to me. I can get super excited and everything's great, or I can be completely frustrated and angsty, which might be a little bit of today. But I realized last week, coming off vacation, had just a great re-entry, I guess, back into work, but tanked on like Friday. And that came out in some sinful ways, to where I had to repent with my son and ask for forgiveness, and that was a good, beautiful moment. But I realized in those moments, I have to take care of myself right now because this is all going to come out everywhere else. So what am I going to do? I gotta tend to my own soul. I gotta figure this out. So whether I'm in a high light or a low light, I gotta take care of me. That sounds really selfish, but no, it's self-leadership.
Well, so this is true. This is true of everyone, right? Everyone needs to be leading themselves, walking faithfully as a disciple of Jesus. The reason you're specifically, I think, honing in on men is because we know from Ephesians 5 that wives are commanded to submit to their husbands. And I think you and I see the turmoil that a lot of wives in our church have going, I know I'm supposed to. What do I do when my husband's not respectful? What do I do when I'm actually leading the family spiritually and he's just here? And so the frustration becomes a lot of guys who have in their head the idea that they're supposed to be a spiritual leader and are asking for pragmatic, how do I read the Bible with my wife? What should I be doing with my kids? How do I do this? How do I do that? How do I do this? How do I do that? And the problem is there's not a vital communion with God present in their own soul. And so all the how-to questions don't matter. Mm-hmm. Like the reality is, if you want to walk with Jesus yourself, you generally, to kind of answer your question, Mike, will kind of figure out, even by trial and error, how to lead others. I mean, it's one of those things where, man, if I love Christ and I'm in fits and starts in my sort of failing and trying way, learning to walk with Jesus, other people will be brought into that alongside me, whether that's my wife and kids or my missional community or people I'm discipling. But if I'm not wanting to do that, longing to do that, taking steps to do that, then all this sort of knowledge that I have about how I should be a spiritual leader is just sort of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I think I think one of the things I'm frustrated about is, and when Gary Nebiker was with us a few podcasts ago, he talked about how we can posture ourselves in our own gospel communities. And I think the minute we get around other Christian brothers and other Christian community, we tend to think, okay, what should I be doing? And so let's talk about that, you know, rather than just like, here's where I'm really at, and I need to invite you guys into that, and I need some help in that. And so, blah, here we go, you know. So for instance, I think part of self-leadership, if you're a husband, is inviting your wife into the mess. Don't protect her from it. The other night when I freaked out at my son, I looked at my wife and said, what just happened? And she said, well, you need to go talk to him. And so I went and talked to him and I came back and I thought, man, I said to her, man, that wrecked me. Like that wrecked my soul. I'm in a confession, repentant kind of mode right now. All of that is not me going and figuring that out and getting together. It's actually inviting her into my leadership right now, right here. And so we got to do that.
We used to have at our men's retreat a segment that was called Things That Piss Me Off. And it was just me getting the dudes in a context where there was no women or children and getting to yell about all the things in our church that made me upset. And it was sort of a fun, ranty sort of a talk. And so if you're listening to this podcast and you're a man in Coramdale, one of the things that pisses us off or that frustrates us is guys who adopt our language to pretend like they actually care about leading when the true reality is there's just not a passionate concern for walking with God in the first place. And so I think there's also guys, to your point, Mike, who have a true desire. They just don't know where to start. And so that's a different – I think mm-hmm. there's two categories of guys. There's guys who are posturing and playing the game because they know they're supposed to be leading, but they actually don't have any desire to grow and to try and to fail as disciples. Hmm. Then there's guys who really honestly do, and those guys usually actually – the good thing about the guys who actually want to is they'll usually ask and say, hey, man, I actually want to lead. I just don't know what to do. I want to be a better leader of myself, leader of my family, leader of others. I need help. I don't know what to do. And mm-hmm. so those guys are usually easier to help. And that's kind of the question you're getting to, Mike, is what do you do with a guy who's like, I know I'm supposed to be a leader. I'm supposed to lead myself. Where do I start? Let's tackle that question maybe for at least a minute. Where do I start?
I think you have to start with community. And I'm not just going back here on a default answer. I think if you are a teachable man, that means you're already surrounded by some men that you trust to teach you and some community to trust and teach you. And so you have to ask for help, which means you're already asking somebody that you trust that you would maybe you desire to be like that person. And so ask that person and be teachable and remain teachable. Don't be defensive. So I think this is hard because I think it's very intuitive and subjective to the kind of guy that you are.
Dusty, in your pre-podcast rant.
That was off the line.
Yeah. You were yelling a lot.
But come on.
One of the things you said was, read your dang Bibles. Were you serious about that? Is that a valid practical step for guys?
Yeah, so maybe I'll answer it this way. It's not about pragmatics. So another question that I was asked today was, how many times a week do you pray with your wife? And I thought, man, I don't even keep track. Like, I don't know, on average 3 to 4. I mean, if you're looking for 7 nights a week and 7 mornings a week, I'm failing. You know, it's not about that. It's more about, are you cultivating a relationship like that? Are you cultivating a prayer life? Are you doing that by yourself? Are you doing that alone with Jesus in worship? So let me bring you, here's what I think the answer is. It's not even about reading your Bible. It's about being in awe and worship of God. So Paul Tripp talks about this in his book, Dangerous Calling, which is written to pastors specifically. But if you don't have an awe of God, then you're not really worried about leading anybody. You need to be worried about worshiping Jesus wholeheartedly out of who you actually are in your soul. You got to be honest before the face of God and go with that.
I heard a phrase. I was at the Acts 29 pastor's retreat last week. I don't remember who it was that used this phrase, but they talked about cultivating, living out of a vital communion with God, which is essentially what you're saying, Dusty. And when there's a vital communion with God present in me, I'll figure it out, right? I love God. I want to follow him. I want to lead others toward him. And so it sort of just flows. Or I'll ask the questions I need to ask and have the humility I need to have to say, hey, give me some resources. Give me some help. Give me some practical tools here to do what I need to do. So to go back to what you were saying about posturing, Dusty, I think that for guys, there's a big problem here, and it kind of connects to the things we've said in the past about shame and other categories like that. There's a sense in men that I know I ought to be a spiritual leader, and if I feel that I'm not a spiritual leader, rather than actually having the humility to acknowledge, it's because I don't have a vital communion with God or don't long for vital communion with God. It's way easier just to say, hey, give me a pragmatic solution. How many times a week do you pray with your wife? How do I do that? You know, because honestly, guys have a tendency to default to just, well, it must be that I'm doing A wrong and I should be doing B instead. Maybe it's just that you don't love Christ to the extent mm-hmm. that you, is that okay to have that conversation? Mm-hmm. And can we get down to, what if that's really the problem? What if the problem is really, I don't desire God, love Christ, walk in vital communion with the Holy Spirit the way I should? And then if that's the problem, the need that I have is spiritual renewal. Right, the need I have is I need to actually have my heart reset on fire by the good news of the gospel and the grace of the Holy Spirit. And that's actually something I can seek and I can cultivate and I can acknowledge and I can ask people to pray for and I can dive into. And that can get rekindled by the grace of God, which is one of the things that we hope happens every week when we gather for worship, is that God's renewing us and rekindling mm-hmm. our affections for him. So that seems to me to be the more important conversation, because here's the Walker. Will Walker and I used to have this conversation all the time. For men specifically, I don't know. I'm a man, so it's easier for me to talk about from a guy's perspective. But for men specifically, when I have a desire to do something, I'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, you see guys all the time who want to be, you know, star athletes, and so they train hard, or they want to learn how to climb a mountain, so they learn how to do it, or they want to learn how to fix cars, so they learn how to do it, or they want to learn how to program computers, and so they go put in the time to learn it. If I'm a dude and I want to do something, I'll figure it out. And so the challenge in pastoral leadership is, it's usually not that guys don't know how to do it. It's usually there's a deeper problem of a lack of desire, a spiritual deadness that's present in my heart. That's the real problem. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, guys are hesitant to talk about that. And we want to create with this podcast just an openness to say, it's okay if that's where you are. Let's mm-hmm. stop talking about how many times a week you should be praying with your wife and just talk about why is there not a desire and a passion for prayer in you in the first place? Let's start there. Here's another helpful thing. Sam Storms, who's an older, godly, wiser man, last week was teaching us at the Acts 29 Pastors Retreat, and he said, it took me almost 2 decades before my wife and I could actually pray together. And that was so freeing to me yeah. because I feel like guys feel like, oh man, I should be praying with my wife. We should be like having a quiet time together in the morning, reading the Bible and studying it. Mm-hmm. And he basically, what he was saying was, he and his wife, the chemistry between them was just so awkward. And he's sort of wired as a leader and a theologian, and you know, for me and my wife, there was a sense with my wife of she felt like I was always trying to preach a sermon to her when we sit down to pray. So there's just, it's okay for this to take some time. Like, and right. The beautiful thing about Sam saying that was he's one of the godliest dudes I know, and he and his wife have a really vibrant communion with God both individually and together. And so he was just in a sense saying, hey, that didn't happen the day after our honeymoon, right? It took 20 years of me cultivating a relationship with God and her cultivating a relationship with God till we felt like, oh, we can actually pray together and it's not going to be awkward and weird and strange.
Right. So if your idea is, well, you're going to go home tonight after this podcast and pray with your wife because that's the more spiritual thing to do, the reality is your wife is going to sense your actual, she knows you the best already, by the way. So she's going to already have a sense of your soul in that prayer, and it's going to be shallow and dead. The best thing you can do is to go home and say, you know what? I need some spiritual renewal. I need some vitality. Would you pray for me in this? And so I'm going hard after husbands here, and I realize that it's not all about marriage and husbands and things like that, but it is about self-leadership. So, Bob, you said earlier to invite people into that, and it was kind of mid-sentence, but I think one of the key things to do is to not just ask for help, but to stay humble and teachable along the way. Because I think as men especially, we tend to ask for help, and then we tend to think, okay, well, I'm good now. I got that. Thanks for that. And then we don't stay humble and teachable the rest of the way.
So it'd be sweet if we could cultivate in our church and in other churches a brotherhood of men who are committed to leading themselves, who are pursuing the humility necessary to say, man, here's where I'm just not experiencing vibrant relationship with Christ right now. And who are encouraging and rebuking one another, right? That there's a sense of, man, if you just need somebody to pray with you and be in it with you, I'm here. And also, if you just need somebody to look at you and be like, dude, read your freaking Bible, you know, I'll be that guy too. Like, there's not a tiptoeing around these kinds of issues, but there's a concern to say, let's be self-leaders. Let's be committed to vibrant communion with God. And let's help each other pursue that.
Yeah, and let's just be honest about where we're at. Let's not try to posture anymore about who we want to be or who we should be. Sure, we should be somebody else, you know, next week and next year, et cetera. That's probably true, but let's just be who we are. And you know what? If you haven't read the Bible, let's do that now. Like, let's not talk about you, how you need to go read the Bible. Let's just do that together right here. That's discipleship. I think we get, also as men, I think we get paralyzed by not just being inauthentic, but we also get paralyzed with a commitment to actually do something that's unknown. And so, because we want something tangible. So I just want to encourage us to not be passive, enter into something that you don't know and invite people along the way.
Well, guys, thanks. Thanks for ranting, Dusty, and leading
I think Dusty's less angry now than
he was. Thanks for that. Listeners, thank you for listening.
Yeah, we might even have future conversations on other manhood topics.
Hey, I actually have one more thought.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
Since we're trying to wrap up. And we've been talking a lot about dudes and husbands, et cetera. I want to just say something to single men. We've had some conversations recently with some single guys in our church that want to be married. The best thing that you can do is stop worrying about being married and just start worrying about leading yourself. Right now, you're in charge of you, and you need to worship Jesus with that. And by God's grace, he hasn't given you more than that right now. And so the best thing you can do is lead yourself, and by God's grace and in his timing, he's going to bless you with more to lead. So don't focus on getting a wife and building a family and things that God hasn't chosen for you yet. Just worry about leading yourself, and those things will fall into place. We've had multiple conversations like that over the last couple of weeks. I think I'm done now, Mike.
Maybe.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's podcast.
Hold on. Oh, just kidding.
Wait.
The goal of this podcast is to equip our own church for discipleship and mission. So if you're a Christian or a church leader in another context, we invite you to listen in. And we pray that the things we're talking about might also be helpful to you as you minister in your own context. Please join us in the conversation on Twitter by tweeting us at @CorumDeoOmaha. We'll talk to you again next week on the Wednesday Conversation. Today, we're all back together like the Beatles.